fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo Silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion, Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse, Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. Let's go, big fellow. Hail, Silver! Hail!
For many days, the Lone Ranger and his Indian companion, Tonto, had trailed a notorious gang of outlaws led by a vicious killer named Gib Collins. It hadn't been difficult to follow Collins' trail until the masked man and the Indian ran into what they had hoped to avoid, stormy weather. The heavy rain washed away any sign the outlaws might have left. And as the two men rode the trail in the hills outside of Big Rock, they gave voice to their disappointment.
Too bad this storm couldn't have held off a while longer, Tonto.
It washed away sign made by outlaw. Before storm come, sign show we getting close to gang, Kimasabi.
Yes, I know. Well, we might as well find a sheltered spot and pitch camp until the weather clears. We can do with some rest anyhow.
That's right. We think maybe outlaws find hideout because of storm, too.
Yes, that's possible. They don't know we're trailing them. Well, there's a group of cottonwoods over to the right. Let's ride there and make a lean-to. That's about the best location we've seen yet.
That's right.
Let's turn off and go over there. Come on, Silver.
Get them up, Scout.
About 2 hours after the Lone Ranger and Tonto made camp, the storm let up and the moon shone brightly. It was still early evening when the Lone Ranger, disguised as a cowhand, mounted Silver and with Tonto headed for the town of Big Rock. Upon their arrival, they left their horses in the shadows between two buildings. Then they went to the cafe. They walked through the crowd to the back of the cafe and sat at an out-of-the-way table. A short time later, two rough-looking men came in and looked about for a place to sit. Both of them were large men, and they moved with a certain swagger as they walked slowly toward the back of the cafe. The eyes of one of the men rested on the Lone Ranger and Tonto. He reached out and touched his companion.
We
Wait a minute, Lou.
What is it, Red?
Look at there at that table. A redskin sitting with a cowpoke.
Yeah. Now, ain't that something?
You know, Lou, it ain't right for that cowpoke to pal around with a redskin like that.
That's right. What's more, it ain't right for redskin to be sitting when there's no place for a decent hombre to sit down.
I figure I don't quite take to that kind of talk, mister.
You hear that, Red? The cowpoke just don't quite take to our kind of talk, he says.
That's what I thought he said, too. Listen, cowboy, why don't you do something about it if you don't like it?
We didn't come in here hunting trouble.
Well, then, if you want to get out of having trouble, I suggest you take that ornery redskin and amble on out of here pronto.
Sorry to disappoint you, but I reckon we're aiming to stay right here a spell longer, mister.
Looks like we got to do something about this situation, Red.
Yeah, it sure does, Lou.
Ha ha!
Which one are you going to have the pleasure of tossing out? The cowpoke or the redskin?
Let's flip a coin to see who throws out the redskin.
All right.
Call it Red.
I say head.
You lose. It's tails.
Yeah.
Yep, I get the redskin. You'll have to be content with the loose-mouthed cowpoke. All right, let's get busy.
Now, Tonto. Grab him, Red. Sure thing.
No, you don't.
Now, not us out.
All right. All right. Get into it, Ben.
I'll fix you for that redskin.
He wait.
Oh.
No man hits me and gets away with it.
So? For a few minutes, the cafe raffle waxed hot and heavy. For no reason at all, practically everyone in the cafe was slugging at someone else just for the fun of it. In the midst of the melee, the Lone Ranger and Tonto were giving Lou and Red the surprise of their lives. But the biggest surprise came when the Lone Ranger finally grabbed Red and, lifting him bodily, started for the door as he called to Tonto.
Bring the other one, Tonto.
Put me down, hey!
How Hulk and Redskin are going to throw him out. Get them doors, somebody.
Out you go, mister.
We have other one. You go with friend. Now,
wait. Hey! Best fight I ever saw.
We sure had fun. Made a mess of the cafe, though.
That happens several times a week. Let's all go back inside.
My back.
You men can go in and have those seats now. I reckon we're going to leave.
Wait. Wait a minute, mister.
Yeah, we want to talk to you.
We don't like your kind of talk, as I said before.
Now, take it easy. Forget what we said in there.
Yeah, it sure made fools out of both of us. You think we were going to toss both of you out, you turn around and do the tossing.
You asked for it.
No, but we never asked to be roughed up like you and that engine roughed us up in the cafe. No, sir.
You know, now Bray is quick on his feet and as fast with his fists as you are, mister, could really go places.
Well, that's right. You can make yourself a lot of cash, too.
Maybe. At least it sounds interesting.
We know somebody would like to meet you, mister. He likes them tough. And he's plenty tough himself.
I don't aim to get tough unless I have to.
But when you have to, man alive, you can really get tough. And that Indian friend of yours, too.
Thanks. Whose hombre you think I'd want to meet?
Huh? I don't reckon you ever heard of him down this way. It's an hombre who's made a reputation for himself up in the Arizona, New Mexico territory. Gib Collins.
Gib Collins?
There! I knew you hadn't ever heard of him. Now, if you're not too squeamish about the law...
The law doesn't bother me.
I sort of figured that way. Look, mister, why don't you come along with us and meet Gib? Of course, you'd better get to know him first and get him to like you before you bring the Indian. Oh, just maybe for a few days or so.
Yeah, come on. The Indian can wait until you get in touch with him. Then maybe Gib will let him join up, too.
Join up?
With a gang. Gib's got one of the toughest gangs in the West. You'd fit right into it fine.
Well, now, maybe I would like to meet your friend Gib. Tonto can wait until I get in touch with him, like you say.
Me wait. It's all settled in. We'll get our horses, and we'll ride to the gang's hideout and have you meet Gib Collins.
When they left the two outlaws to get their horses, the Lone Ranger gave Tonto certain instructions. Then bidding Tonto goodbye and mounting Silver,
The Lone Ranger joined Red and Lou, and the three men set out for the outlaws' camp. A short time later, they drew rein before a shack where Gib Collins was staying.
Come on.
Better give us your name so as we can tell Gib who you are.
Just call me Jim.
All right. Hey, Gib. Got an hombre we want you to meet.
Yeah. Who is he? This is Jim. He's sure one tough hombre, Gib.
Glad to meet you, Gib.
Is Jim the only name you got, missy?
No, but it's the only name I give for reasons of my own.
Reasons like running out on the law, maybe?
Could be.
Red and me was going to throw Jim and a friend of his out of the cafe, Gib. But what do you think?
What?
They threw us out instead. Ain't that a hot one?
Sounds like he's tough, all right. Where's the friend that was with him?
Well, you see, it was because of the friend that we decided to toss him out of the cafe. His friend was an Indian.
An Indian?
Yeah.
You mean this hombre was palling around with a redskin?
Yeah. He's the best friend I have.
I don't trust redskins, and what's more, I don't like them.
We figured that, Gib, so we didn't bring him along. Of course, if you could see that Indian fight and get to know him, maybe you'd like him, too.
I don't like redskins, you savvy.
Sure. Forget the redskin, then. But what do you think of Jim joining with the gang?
Where's your home, Jim?
I haven't any home.
Huh? Where you been working?
Oh, no place in particular. It's just roaming around.
What Jim's trying to say is that he's running from the law just like the rest of us.
Sure. Then why don't he come right out and say it?
I reckon what I do and what I say is my business, Gib.
Yeah. I gotta admit, you seem to know your way around.
Thanks.
Where's that Indian friend of yours now?
Oh, camping out somewhere near town, I reckon.
If he's the best friend you got, which isn't saying much, why are you willing to leave him to join us?
Do I have to give a reason for everything I do, Gib?
Jim sure talked right up, don't he?
Yeah, so I noticed. Maybe if I could make him give reason.
Hold it. I wouldn't do that if I were you, Gib.
Hey, y'all drawed you, Gib.
Holy mackerel, what fast drawing.
All right, Jim, put up your gun. I just wanted to see if you were fast on the draw.
Hope you were satisfied.
Yeah, you'll do. Say, Red, take Jim out to meet the rest of the gang.
Sure. Huh? Let's go, Jim.
Be a pleasure. Be seeing you.
Yeah, you'll be seeing me later.
I knew if we brought Jim out here, you'd take a liking to him, Gib. He looks quiet and easygoing, but he turned out to be as tough as nails.
Yeah, wait a minute.
What are you thinking about, Gib? Why did you go and look out the door just now?
I wanted to find out something, that's why. And I think I found out exactly what I wanted to know.
Well, I don't get it.
Sit down a minute.
Well?
You know, you and Red are smarter than I gave you credit for, Lou. Bringing that hombre out here was a stroke of genius.
Well, thanks, Gib. But I still don't savvy what you mean when you...
And you're as smart as I thought you were, you fool. That Indian friend, those fancy guns, that fast draw and tough muscles, and the top of it all, a white stallion named Silver.
You mean you know who he really is?
Yeah. Just came to me. And in spite of your dumbness, you did us a favor. That hombre will get what's coming to him after I play him along a while. It would take a fool like you to come traipsing into camp bringing the one hombre I hate more than anyone else. The Lone Ranger.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.
Thank you.
Now, to continue our story. After sending Red and the Lone Ranger from the shack, Gib Collins confided to the startled Lou that the man known as Jim was really his enemy, the Lone Ranger, and that he intended to play along until the time came to act against the masked man.
You mean that, hombre, is the masked man we heard you talk about so much?
That's exactly who he is.
But he hasn't got a mask,
huh? Oh, you fool, I can see that for myself.
Now we know what he really looks like, then.
No, we don't. I've heard plenty of stories about how he fixes his face up so he can go without the mask.
What are you planning to do about it?
First, I want you to tell him I decided to take the Indian into the gang, too.
You mean you really are?
Get some sense, will you? All I want is to get that Indian here with the Lone Ranger. Once I get them where I can handle them, I'll make them sorry they tried to put one over on Gib Collins. Tell him to come in here.
Sure, I'll get him right away.
A few minutes later, Lou returned with the Lone Ranger.
You're mighty lucky, Jim. Gibbs decided to trust you. Fact is, he decided to take your Indian friend into the gang along with you.
That's so. Seems like Gibb did some quick deciding after I left his cabin. Wonder what made him change his mind and decide to have an Indian friend with the gang.
Well, now, maybe I did a little fast talking, telling Gibb about how tough that Indian is. He sure can handle himself. He proved that at the cafe when the two of you threw out Red and me.
Funny thing, though, when Red and I were in the cabin a short time ago, Gib really seemed to mean it when he said he didn't like Redskins.
Sure, he meant it all right. But maybe he figures if an hombre like you gets along with that Redskin friend of yours, he must be kind of different from the rest. Like I was telling Gib, the two of you make such a good team, it's foolish to let his feelings interfere. Now, we can use a couple of real tough hombres. Even if one is a Redskin, you ought to be glad about it.
Of course I'm glad, Lou. It means a lot to me having him here with me. Well, here's Gib's cabin.
Here he is, Gib.
That's good. The reason I sent for you, Jim, is because I decided sort of sudden-like after talking to Lou that we might as well get your Indian friend to come here with the gang, too.
All right, Gib. I'll ride out and find him and bring him back here.
No, no, don't do that. Tell Lou where he can be found and he can go after the Indian. I got some plans I want to talk over with him.
All right. Lou, it'll be easy to find. We were camping in a clump of cottonwoods about a mile out the west trail. You can't miss it. I'm sure my friend will be there.
Fine. Lou, get your horse and go after him, huh? Tell him his friend wants him to come here right away.
All right, Gib. I'll have him back here in a couple of hours or less.
Now, let you and me go to the other shack. I want to let the men in on my plans. Go on.
All right. How many you got all told in the gang, Gib?
Well, before you come along, we had six all told. You and the Indian will make eight.
Red and Lou told me they're all pretty tough hombres.
That's right, they are. And they all hate sneaking lawmen worse than they do rattlers. Here's the shag.
Where's Lou, Gib?
Lou's going to get Jim's Indian friend to bring him out here.
You going to let a redskin ride with us?
It's something new for you, Gib.
How do you know you can trust a redskin?
I'm taking Jim's word for it. Anyhow, having that redskin will help out with the plan I have.
What plan do you have?
Take it easy and I'll tell you.
All right, let's hear it.
As you can all see, Jim here is tall and well-built. He's got fancy guns, and he rides a white horse. All of you heard me talk about an hombre who wore a mask and rode a white stallion. An hombre called the Lone Ranger. Now, my plan is this. We'll get that Indian here. You see, the Lone Ranger always rides with an Indian. Then we'll give Jim a black mask to disguise him like that other masked man. In other words, it's a perfect setup to get the real Lone Ranger into trouble so as he won't try to bother us. Jim and his Indian friend will pose as a Lone Ranger and his redskin pal. You get it?
Hey, that's smart.
Jim can do it, too.
You got a job lined up?
Yeah. The stage from the east comes along the trail at dawn. With Jim posing as a Lone Ranger and with the Indian along, We'll hold up that stage.
Everybody will see what they think is a Lone Ranger and his friend holding up a stage with a gang of outlaws.
And that'll put them outside the law. What do you think of that, Jim?
I think you're more clever than I gave you credit for.
Yeah, thanks. Jim will ride between me and Red, and the Indian will ride between Lou and Pete.
That stage will carry express money, and we'll go after it shooting.
Now then, rest up until Lou gets back with Jim's friend, the Redskin.
After talking to the gang, Gib Collins returned to his own shack with the Lone Ranger and Red. The masked man noticed that both of them were continually watching him, and he knew that though the others didn't seem to know, Gib Collins had discovered his identity and was playing a game. Gib didn't attempt to take the Lone Ranger's guns, nor did he indicate in any other way that he really did know. Getting away from Red and Gib would have been easy for the masked man, but he too had plans, which he hoped would succeed in such a way that the whole gang would be taken. It was some time later when Lou returned with Tonto.
Well, here's Lou and the Redskin now, I guess.
Here he is. He was waiting right where you said, Jim.
Aye, Kim Sabi.
Aye.
What's that you said?
It's just an Indian greeting, Gib.
Oh. So that's the Indian, huh?
Yeah. We'll be ready to ride when you are.
Well, it's almost daylight now, so we better get moving. Say, Red, go tell the men to get saddled and ready to go.
All right, Gib.
When we start out, I'll give you the mask, Jim.
I want you and the Indian to show just how tough you are when we get to that stage.
Don't worry, Gib. We will. Let's get going.
When the gang started out, Gib Collins gave the Lone Ranger a black mask, which he put on. A few unnoticed hand signals to Tonto kept him from asking questions. The gang rode to a group of boulders along the trail, where they dismounted and waited for the stage to show up. After a short wait, Red spoke.
Hey, Gib.
Yeah?
I think that's it coming now. Sun's up enough for me to see a cloud of dust up the trail.
Yeah, that's it, all right. Get to your horses, man. Now you, Jim.
Yeah?
Ride between me and Red. The Redskin will ride between Lou and Pete. And we'll be watching how you act, so do a good job.
Easy, big fella, easy. I'm ready.
Be ready.
Then let's go meet that stage. Come on.
Get up there.
Come on.
They can see us. Start shooting everybody.
Stopping.
Hey, Jim. You and the Indian will rob the passengers. Oh, there. Keep them covered, men. All right, Jim, get down. Get him out of that coach. Go ahead.
Momentarily, the Lone Ranger hesitated. He knew that the moment he and Tonto were on the ground, the gang would probably fill them with lead on a tip-off from Gib. Then, out of the corner of his eye, the masked man saw what he had been waiting for. Two groups of horsemen swooping in from each side. As shots sounded in the distance, the outlaws turned to look. At that moment, the Lone Ranger leaned back in the saddle. Then, reaching out, he grabbed Gib by the neck with one hand and Red by the neck with the other.
You two better get together.
The Lone Ranger pulled them across in front of him and bumped their heads together. Then, with a shove, the Lone Ranger sent each of them sprawling from the saddle.
Now, both of you can get down. I'll dismount and settle with you, Gib. Easy.
At the same time, Tonto, following the Lone Ranger's example, grabbed Lou and Pete and knocked their heads together hard. With a sudden shove, Tonto sent Lou sprawling. At the same time, he leaped from his own saddle on top of the outlaw, while Pete, the other one, held his head dazedly.
A nice plan with a spray, Collins.
In spite of what went on around them, the Lone Ranger and Tonto lit into Gib and Lou. Gib Collins was a tough outlaw, but he soon saw what his men had meant when they said the masked man was also tough. Blow after blow was exchanged. Then Gib began to weaken. Finally, the Lone Ranger landed a double punch to Gib's jaw.
Take this, Collins. Well, that did it. Need help, Tonto?
Me not need help?
Man alive, what a walloping you gave those two. We get all the others under control.
Gib Collins isn't as tough as he thought he was.
You sure took the toughness out of him, all right. And the Indian did a good job on the other one, too.
Thanks, Sheriff.
I still can't figure out what happened.
Yeah,
What happened?
You're through for good, Gib Collins.
Something went wrong with Gib's plan. He found out who Jim really was and figured on drilling him and the Indian and leaving him to be found as two of the outlaws who held up the stage.
I knew Gib had found out, but I played along. He was brazen enough to let me keep my guns, which I could have used at most any time to get away. But we had made plans, too.
Yeah, but with the posse, how did they find out that we were going to rob the stage? I didn't make the plan until during the night, just before we come here.
That's where the masked man fooled you, Collins. While he came out to your camp with two of your men, Tonto trailed you. And he came to me and told me where the camp was. Me and the posse went near the camp and waited like the masked man wanted us to. When you rode out, we followed. That's how we caught up with you here at the stage holdup.
I should have drilled that masked hombre as soon as I got suspicious of him.
Oh, don't make me laugh. As long as he had his guns, you didn't have a chance. Why, you should have had more sense than to try to put anything over on him. We'll take these crooks back to town now, mister, if you and Tonto want to get along.
Thanks, Sheriff. Let's go, Tonto. Easy, big fellow. Adios, Sheriff.
So long.
Adios, Gib.
Oh, shut up.
Come on, fill the way. Off to town.
I sure never met up with the likes of them two before.
Oh, neither is Gib Collins, I reckon. No smart aleck crook can put anything over on the Lone Ranger. No, sir.
Adios, fill the way. Bye.
This is a feature of The Lone Ranger Incorporated, created and produced by George W. Trendle, directed by Charles D. Livingston, and edited by Fran Stryker. The part of The Lone Ranger is played by Brace Beamer.